are you this morning, Constable?
Fantastic, guys. Thank you.
I know you always have something to tell us about with the STEP program, so what's the big focus right now?
This month, the STEP program is going to be focusing on seatbelts. But we also want to, obviously, seatbelts are very important, and we want people to make sure they're wearing them for safety. But we also want to mention that tickets that we give out in the city here, the number one tickets given out is speeding and still distracted driving. Even though people know it's not safe to be trying on your cell phone and driving distracted, we're still getting lots of those tickets out there and people still doing it. So be very cognizant and be careful about that. We want safety to be the priority.
I want to ask a question about distracted driving real quick. I mean, everybody thinks cell phone, but what's the other weird thing that happens? What have you seen where somebody's been distracted? Not a cell phone necessarily, but doing something else that you couldn't believe.
The most wild thing that you've seen out there.
So I pulled up to a stoplight one day. A girl's on her phone. She had a cordless phone. You could see her. She was talking.
Okay.
And she had a book and a meal going.
No way.
Like all at once. I was thinking, what the? You know, that was the most blatant of you literally hit every segment of this we could possibly do.
You have to not care at all what you're reading to be talking on the phone, driving, and eating at the same time. You're not retaining any of that information from that book.
Oh yeah. Or how do you know you got to work? Like, did you pay attention to the stop signs? And did you enjoy that meal?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, think about all these things before you be doing that. All right. I also know that you are doing some work with the neighborhoods around the city. So what are you focusing on there?
Just try to connect with the neighborhood associations. There's a variety of neighborhood associations. Some are very active. Some are less active. But almost every neighborhood in the city has an association of some sort. And we're trying to connect with those association groups. And they can just email us. We have an email alias for that. It's community@lethbridgepolice.ca. And if they email through us, we're going to try to connect with them and give them some tips and some maybe some training or some one-on-ones and some questions and stuff that they may have just a relation to their own community or their association, their neighborhood, and we can help them out with.
And Constable Davis on for LA50. One more question. As the weather gets warmer, I actually saw it yesterday, somebody driving around with a dog in the back of the truck, but the dog was not caged. The dog was not tied down. The dog was just running loose back there. Not something the police want to see, right?
Well, not something we want to see, but you know, it's funny. The public don't want to see it either. We get lots of complaints about those. You know, the public will see something like that happening because we're not always the ones out there, and they'll call us. Animal safety and animal cruelty, and I know people want to go for the drive, so I'm not saying it's a cruel thing to do, but the safety of the animal. But the public is really irate about those kind of things, and we'll get lots of calls on those.
Constable Davis on the phone, the first Wednesday of every month for LA50. Get your questions in at mylethbridgenow.com. Constable Davis, thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you, guys.